There's not a moving creature on earth whose sustenance is not provided by Allah. He knows its living and its resting place, and all that is recorded in a glorious book. He is the one who created the heavens and the earth in six periods, at the time when his throne was resting on the water, so that he may test to find out which of you is best in deeds. Now if you tell them, you shall indeed be raised up after death, the unbelievers would certainly say, this is nothing but sheer magic. And if we put off their punishment till an appointed time, they are sure to ask, what is holding it back? Beware, when the day of that punishment comes, nothing will hold it back from them, and they will be completely encircled by that which they were ridiculing. If we let man taste any mercy from us, then withdraw it from him, he becomes despairing, ungrateful. But if we let him taste any favor after adversity has afflicted him, then he says, all my sorrows are gone from me, and he becomes jubilantly arrogant. The exception is for those people who are steadfast and do good deeds. They are the ones who will have forgiveness and a great reward. O Prophet, be on your guard, lest you omit to recite some things which are being revealed to you, feeling distressed in your heart that they might say, why has no treasure been sent down to him, or why has no angel come to him? You should know that you are nothing but a warner. It is Allah who is the custodian of everything. Do they say, he has made up the Quran himself? Say to them, make up 10 surahs like this and call to your aid whomsoever you can, including your gods whom you worship besides Allah, if what you say is true. But if those gods fail to answer you, then you should know that this is revealed with the knowledge of Allah, and that there is no God but Him. Will you then become Muslims? Those who desire the life of this world and its splendors, they are given full reward for their deeds therein and shall not be diminished. They are the ones who will have nothing in the hereafter except hellfire. There they shall come to know that their deeds were fruitless and their actions were worthless. Can they be like those who have clear revelations from their Rabb, and to whom a witness from himself recites it, and they have the book of Musa before them, a guidance and a blessing? Can such people deny the revelation of Al-Quran? No, of course not. Rather, such people will believe in this, but those factions who do not believe shall have their promised place in the hell fire. So, O Prophet, do not be in any doubt about it. It is the truth from your Rabb, even though most people do not believe so. Who can be more wrong than the one who forges a lie against Allah? Such people will be brought before their Rabb, and the witnesses will say, these are the ones who lied against their Rabb. Beware, the curse of Allah is on those wrongdoers, who hinder others from the path of Allah and seek to make it crooked, and who deny the hereafter. These people cannot frustrate his plan in the land, and there is none to protect them besides Allah. Their punishment shall be doubled, for they could neither hear others speak the truth nor see the truth for themselves. They are the ones who have lost their own souls, and the fancies they invented have left them in the lurch. No doubt they will be the greatest losers in the hereafter. As for those who believe and do good deeds and humble themselves before their Rabb, they will be residents of paradise to live therein forever. The example of these two kinds of people is like two men, one of whom is blind and deaf, the other who can see and hear. Are they equal when compared? Will you not then learn a lesson from this example? We sent Nuh to his people. Nuh said, I have come to warn you plainly not to worship anyone except Allah, otherwise I am afraid for you the punishment of a painful day. In answer to this, the chiefs of the unbelievers among his people said, we see you as no more than merely a human being like ourselves, and we see that no one has followed you except the meanest among us, whose judgment abilities are immature, and we find nothing in you which gives you superiority over us. In fact, we think you are a liar. He said, O my people, look, if I am given clear proof from my Rabb, and he has bestowed on me his grace, although it is hidden from you, can we compel you to accept it against your will? O my people, I do not ask you any wealth for this work, for none but Allah can reward me. I am not going to drive away those who believe, for for they will surely meet their Rabb. But I can see that you are acting out of ignorance. And O my people, who will save me from Allah if I drive them away? Don't you understand this simple thing? I do not say that I possess the treasures of Allah, nor do I say that I have knowledge of the unseen, nor do I claim to be an angel, nor do I say of those who are mean in your eyes that Allah will not grant them any good. Allah knows best what is in their hearts. For if I utter anything like this, then I will indeed become a wrongdoer. They said, O Nuh, you have argued with us and argued too much. Now bring upon us the scourge with which you threaten us if what you say is true. He replied, Allah will surely bring it on you if he pleases, and then you will not be able to escape from it. My counsel will be of no profit to you, much as I desire to give you good counsel if Allah wants to leave you astray. He is your Rabb, and to him you shall return. Do the unbelievers say, He himself has forged all this? Say to them, If I have indeed forged it, then its sin is on me, and I am clear of the sins which you are committing for not believing it. And it was revealed to Nuh, None of your people will believe now other than those who have already believed, so do not grieve at their evil deeds. Build an ark under our supervision in accordance with our revelation, and beware not to plead with me on behalf of those who are wrongdoers, for they are all to be drowned in the flood. So he started to build the ark, and whenever the chiefs of the people passed by him, they laughed at him. He said, Laugh at us now, if you will. Soon the time is going to come when we too will laugh at you as you are laughing at us. Soon you will come to know who will be seized by a humiliating scourge and who is afflicted with everlasting punishment. Finally, when our command came and the water from Al-Tanur gushed forth, we said to Nuh, Take into the ark a pair from every species, your family, except those against whom the word has already gone forth, and the believers and those who believed with him were only a few. Thus he said, Embark in it in the name of Allah, in whose hands is its sailing and its stopping. Surely my Rabb is forgiving, merciful. As the ark floated with them on board over the mountainous waves, and Nuh called to his son, who stood apart, O my son, embark with us, and be not with the unbelievers. He replied, I will take refuge on some mountain which will save me from the flood. Nuh said, None shall be secure today from the judgment of Allah except the one on whom he has mercy. And thereupon a wave came between them, and he became among those who drowned. Finally Allah said, O earth, swallow up your water, and O sky, cease your rain. The flood water abated, and the judgment was carried out. The ark rested on Mount Al-Judi, and it was said, Gone are the wrongdoing people. Nuh called out to his Rabb, saying, O my Rabb, my son is of my family, and surely your promise is true, and you are the most just of all judges. Allah replied, O Nuh, in fact, he is not of your family, for he is not of righteous conduct. So do not ask me anything of which you have no knowledge. I admonish you, lest you become one of the ignorant. Nuh said, My Rabb, I seek refuge in you for asking you that of which I have no knowledge. And unless you forgive me and have mercy on me, I shall surely be lost. It was said, O Nuh, disembark with our peace and blessings on you, and on the peoples who are with you. As for other people, we shall grant them the provisions of life for some time, and if they do not behave righteously, then they shall have a painful punishment from us. O Muhammad, these are some of the facts from the unseen history which we have now revealed to you. Neither you nor your people knew about it before. So have patience. Surely the end is for the righteous. To the people of Ad, we sent their brother Hud, who said, O my people, worship Allah, you have no God but Him, otherwise you are just making things up. O my people, I do not ask any reward for my services, for none can reward me except my Creator. Will you not then use your common sense? And O my people, seek forgiveness of your Rabb and turn to Him in repentance. He will send you from the sky abundant rain, and He will add strength to your strength. So do not turn away like criminals. They said, O Hud, you have given us no clear proof. We are neither going to desert our gods just on your word, nor are we going to believe in you. We rather believe that perhaps some of our gods have afflicted you with evil. He said, Allah is my witness, and let you also be my witness that I am done with your shirk of worshipping other deities besides him. So let all of you scheme against me if you will, and give me no respite. I have put my trust in Allah, who is my Rabb and your Rabb. There is no living creature whose destiny is not controlled by him. Indeed, straight is the way of my Rabb. Now, even if you turn away, I have at least conveyed the message with which I was sent to you. Since you have denied him, my Rabb will raise up some other people in your place, and you cannot harm him in any way. Indeed, my Rabb is watching over everything. When our judgment came to pass, we saved Hud and those who believed with him through a special grace from us. We did save them from a horrifying scourge. Such were the people of the Ad. They denied the revelations of their Rabb, disobeyed his Rasul, and followed the command of every stubborn oppressor. They were followed by a curse in this world, and cursed they shall be on the day of resurrection. Beware, Ad denied their Rabb. Beware, gone are the Ad, the people of Hud. To the Thamud people we sent their brother Salih. He said, O my people, worship Allah, you have no god but him. It is he who created you from the earth and made it a dwelling place for you. So seek forgiveness from him and turn to him in repentance. Surely my Rabb is very close, ready to answer. They said, O Salih, till now you were the one in whom we had great expectations. Would you now forbid us the worship of what our forefathers worshipped? Indeed, we strongly doubt that to which you are calling us. He said, O my people, tell me, if I have a clear proof from my Rabb, and he has granted me mercy from himself, who then will help me against Allah if I disobey him? What would you add other than to make me lose even more? And O my people, the she-camel of Allah is a sign for you. Leave her to pasture on Allah's earth, and do not molest her, lest a swift scourge fall upon you. But even after the warning, they hamstrung her. So he said, You have but 3 days to enjoy your homes. That is a promise which will not be repudiated. When our judgment came to pass, we saved Salih and those who believed with him through a special grace from us from the disgrace of that day. Indeed, your Rabb is all strong, almighty. A terrible blast overtook the wrongdoers, and by the morning they were lying with their faces down in their homes, as if they had never flourished there. Beware, Thamud denied their Rabb. Gone are the people of Thamud. Our messengers came to Ibrahim with good news. They said, Peace be upon you. He answered, Peace be upon you too, and hastened to entertain them with a roasted calf. But when he saw their hands were not extended towards it, he felt uneasy with them and started to be afraid of them. They said, Do not fear, we have been sent to the people of Lut. His wife, who was standing there, laughed when we gave her good news of Allah's giving her a son, Isaac, and after him a grandson, Yaqub. She said, O wonder! Shall I bear a child now when I have become an old woman and my husband has become well advanced in age? This is indeed a strange thing. They said, Do not wonder at Allah's decree. May Allah's mercy and blessings be upon you, O residents of the household, for he is indeed worthy of all praise, full of all glory. When the fear of Ibrahim was gone as the good news came to him, he began to plead with us for the people of Lut. Indeed, Ibrahim was forbearing, tender-hearted, and devout. The angel said, O Ibrahim, leave this topic. The decree of your Rabb has already been issued. Now there must come to them a punishment that cannot be averted. When our messengers in the form of beautiful young men came to Lut, he became upset about them, for he felt helpless to offer them protection against his nation's many violent homosexual men. He said, This is a critical day. No sooner did the guests come to him than his people, long addicted to evil practices, came rushing towards him. He said, O my people, here are my daughters. They are purer for you. Now fear Allah and do not humiliate me by insulting my guests. Is there not even one good man among you? They said, Well, you know, we have no right to your daughters. You know fully well what we want. He said, I wish I had power to suppress you or could find some powerful support. The messengers said, O Lut, we are messengers of your Rabb. They will not be able to harm you. Now take your family and get out of this town while yet a part of the night remains, and let none of you turn back, except your wife, who should be left behind. She will face the same fate as they. Their scheduled time of doom is the morning. Is not the morning very close? When our judgment came to pass, we turned the cities upside down and rained down on them brimstones of baked clay, layer upon layer, specially marked by your Rabb. Such scourge is not far off from the wrongdoers. To the people of Midian we sent their brother Shu'aib. He said, O my people, worship Allah, you have no god but him. Do not give short measure and weight. Although I see you in prosperity today, I fear for you the scourge of a day that will encircle you. O my people, give full measure and weight in all fairness. Do not defraud people of their goods, and do not spread mischief in the land. What remains with Allah is better for you if you are true believers, and I am not set up as a guardian over you. They said, O Shu'aib, does your Salah command us to give up all those deities whom our forefathers worshipped, and that we have no right of doing what we like with our own goods? For sure, you are the only gracious and righteous man left in the land. He said, O my people, you see, if I have a clear sign from my Rabb, and he has given me good sustenance from himself, how can I then be a party to your evil and unlawful practices? I do not want to oppose you in what I am forbidding you. I desire nothing but to reform so far as I can manage. My success in this task depends entirely on the help of Allah. In him do I trust, and to him do I turn for everything. O my people, let not my dispute with you bring upon you the doom similar to that of the people of Nuh, or of Hud, or of Saleh, nor are the people of Lut far off from you. Seek forgiveness of your Rabb and turn to him in repentance, for my Rabb is indeed merciful, affectionate. They said, O Shu'aib, we do not comprehend much of what you say. In fact, we see that you are a powerless person among us. Were it not for your family, we certainly would have stoned you, for you are not strong enough to prevail against us. He said, O my people, do you regard my family to be more powerful than Allah, that you have disregarded him totally as a thing cast behind your back? Surely your Rabb encompasses all that you do. O my people, you keep on doing your way, and I shall keep up mine. Soon you will find out who received the disgraceful punishment and who is a liar. Wait if you will. I too am waiting with you. When our judgment came to pass, we delivered Shu'aib and those who believed with him through our special mercy. A mighty blast seized the wrongdoers, and they lay dead with their faces down in their homes by the morning, as if they had never flourished there. Behold, like Thamud, gone are the people of Midian. We sent Musa with our signs of clear authority to Pharaoh and his chiefs, but they followed the command of Pharaoh, and the command of Pharaoh was not right. He will be in front of his people on the day of resurrection and will bring them down to hell. How awful will be the place to which they will be brought. A curse followed them in this life, and a curse will follow them on the day of resurrection. What an evil reward for one to receive. These are the stories of the nations which we related to you. Of them some have survived and some have ceased to exist. We were not unjust to them, but they were unjust to themselves. The deities they invoked beside Allah did not avail them when the judgment of your Rabb came to pass. They added nothing to their lot but perdition. Such is the scourge of your Rabb when he seizes a sinful town. Indeed, his seizure is terrible and painful. In fact, there is a sign in this for those who fear the punishment of the hereafter. That is a day in which mankind will be gathered together, and that will be a day of testimony. We do not delay it but to the appointed deadline. When the day will come, no one shall dare to speak except with his permission. Of them some will be damned and some will be blessed. Those who are damned shall be in the fire. In there they will have only sighs and sobs. They will dwell therein as long as the heavens and the earth shall last, unless your Rabb ordains otherwise. Surely your Rabb is the mighty doer of what he intends. As for those who are blessed, they shall be in paradise. They shall dwell therein as long as the heavens and the earth shall last, unless your Rabb ordain otherwise, an award which shall never be taken away. Therefore, have no doubt concerning the deities they worship, for they blindly imitate the worship of those deities whom their forefathers used to worship before them, and surely we shall give them their share of punishment in full without abatement. We certainly gave the book to Musa, but differences arose about it. Had not a word gone forth from your Rabb, the matter would have been decided between them regarding those differences. It is a fact that they are in suspicious doubt about this, and it is also a fact that your Rabb will give them full measure for their deeds. He is fully aware of what they do. Therefore, stand firm on the right way as you are commanded, together with those who have turned from unbelief to belief in Allah, and do not transgress. Surely He is watching all that you do. Do not be inclined to those who are unjust, lest you be seized by the fire, and you will not have any protector besides Allah, nor shall you be helped. Establish Salah at the two ends of the day and in the early part of the night. Indeed, virtues remove evils. This is a reminder for the mindful. Be patient, for sure Allah does not let the reward of the righteous be wasted. Why were there not among the generations before you good persons who could forbid the people from making mischief in the land, except a few of those whom we delivered from among them? The wrongdoers, however, pursued the worldly pleasure they were provided and became confirmed criminals. It is not possible that your Rabb would destroy the towns unjustly while their inhabitants were to mend their ways. If your Rabb had so willed, He would have certainly made mankind one single nation, but that is not what He wants, so they will continue to differ, except those on whom He has bestowed His mercy, and that very freedom of choice and action is the whole purpose for their creation. That is how the word of your Rabb, that He will fill hell with jinns and human beings altogether, will be fulfilled. All these stories of the prior Rasuls that we related to you are to strengthen your heart therewith. Through these you have received the knowledge of reality, and the believers have gotten admonition and a reminder. As for those who are unbelievers, say to them, do whatever you want, and so shall we. Wait if you will, surely we too shall wait. Allah alone has the knowledge of what is hidden in the heavens and the earth, and everything shall ultimately return to Him for decision. Therefore worship Him and put your trust in Him, and your Rabb is not unmindful of what you do. Surat Yusuf. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Alif Lam Ra. These are the verses of the book that make things clear. We have revealed this Quran in the Arabic language so that you may understand. We relate to you the best of stories through this Quran by our revelation to you, though before this you were one of those who did not know. This is the narrative of that time when Yusuf said to his father, O my father, in a dream I saw 11 stars, the sun and the moon. I saw them prostrate themselves before me. He replied, My dear little son, do not say anything about this dream to your brothers, lest they plot an evil scheme against you, for Shaitan is an open enemy to human beings. It will happen as you have seen in your dream, that you will be chosen by your Rabb for His work. He will teach you how to interpret visions, and will perfect His favor upon you and the children of Yaqub, as He perfected it upon your forefathers Ibrahim and Isaac before you. Surely your Rabb is knowledgeable, wise. Indeed, in the story of Yusuf and his brothers, there are signs for inquirers. This is how the story begins. His stepbrothers held a meeting and said to one another, This Yusuf and his brother are loved more by our father than us. even though we are a group of 10 and can help him more than them. In fact, our father is clearly mistaken. Let us kill Yusuf or throw him out to some far-off land so that the attention of our father turns exclusively towards us. After that, we may again become righteous people. At this, one of them said, Do not kill Yusuf, but if you must, throw him into some dark well so that he may be picked up by some passing caravan. After this meeting, they asked their father, O our father, why is it that you do not trust us with Yusuf, though we are his sincere well-wishers? Send him with us tomorrow that he may play and enjoy himself. We shall take good care of him. Their father said, I will be worried if you take him away, for I fear lest the wolf should eat him up while you are off your guard. They said, If a wolf could eat him despite our number, then surely we would be worthless people. When after such persistence they were able to take him away, they resolved to throw him into a dark well. We revealed this. A time will come when you will admonish them about this act of theirs. Now they do not perceive its consequences. At nightfall, they returned to their father weeping. They said, Father, we went off to compete in racing with one another and left Yusuf with our belongings, and the wolf ate him. But you will not believe us even though we are telling the truth. As proof, they brought his shirt stained with false blood. No, he cried. Your souls have tempted you to evil. I need good patience. Allah alone can help me bear the loss you are speaking of. On the other side, a caravan passed by and sent a water carrier to let down his bucket into the well. Seeing Yusuf in it, he shouted with joy, Good news! I have found a boy! They concealed him like trade merchandise, but Allah knew what they did. They sold him for a petty price, a few dirhams. They had such a low estimation of him. The Egyptian who brought Yusuf said to his wife, Be kind to him. He may prove useful to us, or we may adopt him as a son. Thus we established Yusuf in the land and arranged to teach him the understanding of affairs. Allah has full power over his affairs, though most people do not know. When he reached maturity, we bestowed on him wisdom and knowledge. Thus do we reward the righteous. Now the lady of the house attempted to seduce him. She bolted the doors and said, Come. He replied, May Allah protect me from this. My Lord has provided me with good residence. Should I betray his trust, such wrongdoers shall not prosper. She advanced towards him, and he would have advanced towards her had he not seen a sign from his Rabb. Thus did we shield him from indecency and immodesty, for he was one of our chosen, a sincere devotee. They both rushed to the door. In order to stop him, she caught his shirt, and as a result, she ripped his shirt from behind. At the door, they met her husband. Seeing him, she cried, What punishment does someone who intended evil against your wife deserve except imprisonment or a painful chastisement? Yusuf said, It was she who attempted to seduce me. At this, one accusing the other, one member of her own family bore witness, saying, If his shirt is ripped from the front, then she is speaking the truth and he is lying. But if it is ripped from behind, then he is speaking the truth and she is lying. So when he saw that Yusuf's shirt was ripped from behind, he said to her, It is one of the tricks of you women. Your trick was mighty indeed. O Yusuf, say no more about this, and you, seek forgiveness for your sins, for you were indeed the wrongdoer. The women of the city began to talk about this incident, saying the wife of Al-Aziz has seduced her young slave, for she has fallen madly in love with him. In fact, we see her in manifest error. When she heard about these remarks, she invited them and prepared for them a banquet, and gave each of them a knife. When they were engaged in cutting fruit, she asked Yusuf to come out before them. When they saw him, they were so amazed that they cut their hands and exclaimed spontaneously, "Good Lord, he is no human being, he is but a noble angel." She said, "Well, this is he about whom you blamed me. No doubt I seduced him, but he escaped. If he doesn't do what I say, he will certainly be thrown into prison and be disgraced." Yusuf said, "O my Rabb, I would rather go to prison than that to which they invite me, and unless you ward off their cunning snare for me, I may, in my youthful folly, feel inclined towards them and become one of the ignorant." Thereupon his Rabb granted his prayer and warded off their cunning snare from him. Surely he hears all and knows all. Still, even after all the evidence they had seen, they thought it proper to send him to prison for a while. Two young men also entered the prison with him. One day one of them said, "I saw in a dream that I was pressing wine." The other said, "I saw in a dream that I was carrying bread on my head, of which the birds were eating. Tell us the interpretation of these dreams, for we see that you are a virtuous man." Yusuf replied, "I will, with Allah's permission, tell you the interpretation of these dreams before you are served the food you eat. This is part of the knowledge which my Rabb has taught me. In fact, I have forsaken the faith of those who do not believe in Allah and even deny the hereafter. I follow the faith of my forefathers, Ibrahim, Isaac, and Yaqub. It is not fitting that we attribute any partners with Allah. It is the grace of Allah on us and on mankind, yet most of the people are not grateful. O my fellow inmate, tell me what is better, many different lords or one Allah, the irresistible? Those you serve besides him are nothing but mere names which you and your forefathers have invented, for which Allah has revealed no sanction. The command belongs to none but Allah, who has ordained that you worship none but him. That is the true faith, yet most of the people do not know. O my fellow inmates, one of you will be released and serve wine to his Lord, and the other will be crucified, and the birds will eat from his head. That's how your cases will be decided concerning which you inquired." Then to the one who he thought would be released, he said, "Mention me to your Lord." But Shaitan made him forget to mention to his Lord. So he remained in prison a few more years. One day the king of Egypt said, "I saw seven fat cows in my dream, which were eaten up by seven lean cows. Likewise, I saw seven green ears of corn and seven others that were dried up. O chiefs, tell me the meaning of my dream if you can interpret the dreams." They replied, "Confused nightmares. We are not skilled in the interpretation of dreams." Thereupon one of the two inmates who was released remembered Yusuf after all that time, and he said, "I will tell you its interpretation. Just send me to Yusuf in the prison." He came to Yusuf in the prison and said, "O Yusuf, the truthful one, tell us the meaning of the dream of seven fat cows which are eaten up by seven lean ones, and of seven green ears of corn and seven others dried up, so that I may return to the people and let them know the meaning of this dream." He replied, "You will cultivate for seven consecutive years. During this time you should leave the corn you reap in the ear, except what may be sufficient for your food. Then after that period there will come upon you seven hard years, which will eat away all that you have stored up except the little which you may have specially set aside. After that period will come a year of abundant rain in which the people will squeeze the juice." The king said, "Bring this man to me." When the messenger came to Yusuf, he said, "Go back to your Lord and ask him about the case of those women who cut their hands. Indeed, my Rabb is full of knowledge of their snare." The king questioned those women, saying, "What do you say about the incident when you attempted to seduce Yusuf?" They replied, "God forbid, we know of no evil on his part." The Aziz's wife said, "Now that the truth has come to light, it was I who attempted to seduce him. In fact, He is absolutely truthful. Yusuf said, by this inquiry I meant to let him know that I did not betray him in his absence, and that Allah does not let the snare of the trap. Yusuf said, by this inquiry I meant to let him know that I did not betray him in his absence, and that Allah does not let the snare of the treacherous succeed.